Rolando Cordova moved to the States from Lima, Peru when he was about 6 years old. He always believed with enough hard work, he could reach his dreams. By ninth grade, he says that dream was to study pre-med at the University of Florida. This year, the Wolfson High School senior is ranked fifth in his graduating class and will be the first one in his family to go to college.
I'm making my parents proud, you know, they came to this country seeking for my siblings and I to get a higher education.
But he won't be attending UF next year. As the child of undocumented immigrants, he would have had to come up with about $24,000 in out-of-state tuition, and his family couldn't afford it. Instead, he'll be attending the less expensive Florida International University in Miami.
It's very sad, though, because many of us want to go to different universities, but then when they say, oh, it's going to cost double of what a normal Florida resident.
Cordova was joined by seven other Duval County juniors and seniors to discuss the difficulty of affording the climbing rates of college tuition with Governor Rick Scott Monday morning.
When I went to junior college, my first year was $200 a semester. $200, no fees. It wasn't a great building, but I was able to afford it because I worked full-time through high school and through college. So that's what we need to do for these students. They need to have the same shot that I had.
The governor has been traveling to school districts across the state, calling on lawmakers to pass a Senate bill granting a tuition break to undocumented students. The Senate bill would also prevent research universities like UF from imposing a 15% annual increase on all students. That gives Raines High School junior Denisha Whitmore hope for attending one of her own dream schools. She hopes to study nursing at Florida International University. She's achieved an impressive 3.8 GPA, but without financial assistance. Whitmore, one of five children, says college is unlikely.
The cost of tuition is very expensive, and the scholarships that I was supposed to receive will cover that. So if I don't receive notice from the scholarships, then it'll probably be impossible, a slight chance that I will attend college.
Currently, Senate Bill 1400, which would grant tuition breaks to Florida students, is stalled in Senate. Rayma Thompson, WJCT News.